Thank you. Well, I did not know that, you know, this would be so, you know, thank you first of all, Joe, for that very, very eloquent and what a moving and affecting tribute to Dennis Johnson. I mean, someone obviously that I have known through books only, and again, very, very pleased to know that he had a real connection to Pakistan. I came across Dennis Johnson in a class on interconnected narratives, and here was a book called Jesus' Son that was assigned to us, and it really, really knocked us over because it was something that we had really not encountered before. We had read all kinds of these cut-up books with all these fragmented narratives, but really here was something that was actually very special. And you know, I've had repeated engagements with that book over the years, and I've taught that class, and that book was also an inspiration for my own book. In fact, one of the chapters in my book is a voice that came straight out of Jesus' Son. So, I'll share my thoughts and how I have tried to make sense of that book, and I find that book. And why I'll try to communicate why I find that book to be so accomplished, both in terms of form and meaning. So I think in our conventional ways of telling stories, we kind of privilege heroes who are meaning makers. Characters find themselves in situations, and then they give meaning to those situations, and then they do actions which basically offer them redemption, offer them revenge, offer them some sort of a way forward out of the meaning that they have made. But in Jesus' Son, it's constituted entirely by characters who find themselves in a place where they have really, really lost any sense of who they were as people. So there is no coherent moral self with these characters. They have, with other, usually, in normal characters, you would have situations where they would be struggling with questions of right or wrong, or whether this is the right thing to do, whether this is the right person to be. But in Dennis Johnson's Jesus' Son, you have a whole slew of characters who actually this question for whom this question doesn't even arise, because they're so deeply drug-induced that their entire selves have been, their entire sense of time, of who they were as people, have been completely burned down. And so what we have in front of us are these people who are basically drifting. They are in and out of situations. They don't know who when they come together with people, they don't exactly know who these people are. One guy says that this woman is my wife, but I have not been going home because I'm scared of my 6 months, a 6 month old child that I have, and that will be that. He will not bring that thing up for the rest of the story. He will simply be describing what is happening to him, on a moment to moment basis. And I think that. For me, is such a powerful representation of the suffering of these characters. I think that what for me is so remarkable about this particular book is that Dennis Johnson is able to articulate this suffering, and to be able, first he's able to see this suffering with such clarity, and then he's able to write about it with such tremendous compassion and clarity. And unsentimentality, and this wonderful sense of humor. You know, these stories have these very, very funny moments. But I think the reason why these stories resonate so deeply with me and with other people, I think my friend Danny Wallace is here, who was with me in Columbia MFA program, and we've been talking about these stories for a very long time. And I think that one of the reasons why these stories resonate with us, and for me particularly, is that these characters don't really want to leave these drug-induced states. They actually much prefer to defer this responsibility or this sense that they have to reckon with their present by deepening their drug-induced states. And that, for me, is actually a much better or a much closer representation of how we actually live our lives, which is actually we have the sense and we are driven by fear and anxiety, and we have the sense that if we let go of whatever we are feeling, whether it's a, I mean, usually it's a sense of pleasure or feeling pleased about ourselves, you know, we hold on to it so tightly, and we feel that, you know, our job is really to deepen these, you know, states of pleasure that we are in. And, you know, Dennis Johnson is able to illustrate that through these characters who are not willing to let go of these drug-induced states. In fact, they've always preferred to deepen it. And I think that, you know, those, you know, I don't know if that made any sense, but those are some of the thoughts that I have on the book. And again, you know, we might be able to speak more. Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.